Welcome to Torah Simcha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Foxbrenner, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu chapter 52, Perek Nun Beis. In the last chapter, we saw the Jewish people demand of Hashem that he awaken, and then Hashem respond with the same demand from them. Here Hashem speaks to the Jewish people again about awakening, but this time not as a demand, but as a promise. Uri Uri Livshi Uzeich Tzion, Livshi Bigdi Sifarteich Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Awake, awake, Zion, clothe yourself in splendor. Put on your robes of majesty, Jerusalem, the holy city. The chapter begins with the imagery of a woman who is in mourning. She is no longer wearing her finest clothing because she is alone and has tired of waiting to be returned to her former life. So Hashem tells her now that the redemption is coming. She should get ready. There are two clauses here that have very similar meaning. The Abravanel points out that they are for two different aspects of the redemption. Uri Uri Livshi Uzeich Tzion, literally, awake, awake, dress in strength, Tzion. Strength refers to temporal power, that we will be sovereign in our land once again. Livshi Bigdei Sifrateich Yerushalayim, wear the clothing of majesty, Yerushalayim. This refers to our return to our formal spiritual heights. And why will this happen? Ki lo yosif yavo vach od arel v'tamei. The verse ends, for the uncircumcised and the unclean shall never enter within you again. Radak says that this is not a reference just generally to those that are spiritually unwelcome, but this refers specifically to the descendants of Esav and Yishmael. The European persecutors of Israel are referred to here as uncircumcised. The Muslim persecutors of Israel themselves are circumcised, but they are referred to here as impure because their deeds make them impure. According to Radak, they both lay claim to our land, and as we know, this has continued almost 800 years more after the Radak's death. According to Radak, this is a promise that those who claim to be the rightful heirs to our land will recognize our sovereignty and will not come to lay claim to Jerusalem anymore. Verse 2 continues, Hisnari me'afar kumi shvi Yerushalayim. Arise, shake off the dust. Sit, Jerusalem. Hispatchi mos reitzavareich shvi abas Tzion. Loosen the bonds from your neck, captive one, daughter of Zion. Before, as we saw in the last chapter, we were laying on the floor in despair. Now Hashem tells us to get up and dust ourselves off. And now, until almost the end of the chapter, Yeshayahu will describe the journey from exile to redemption. Beginning with the exile, he laments, Ki ko amar Hashem, chinam nimkartem, velo v'chesev tiga'ilu. Thus says Hashem, you were sold for free, and you should be redeemed without money. You went into exile for nothing. You were punished for your sins, but those sins have no worth. They bring you no benefit. So it is as if you were given away for free. And when you will return, you will be redeemed without money. There is no way to bribe Hashem. Only true repentance will bring you back. This is the explanation according to Radak and Rashi. Abravanel offers an explanation that has almost the opposite meaning. Money here is merit. We will be redeemed one day, no matter what, even if we cannot pay for it with our good deeds. Verse 4 describes previous exiles in which our host nation persecuted us by choice. But now in the current exile, verse 5, Va'ata, Mali Ponu'um Hashem. And now, what do I gain here, says Hashem. Here Hashem is talking about exile and asks what he is gaining in exile, a reflection of what the sages tell us in the Talmud and Megillah, that Hashem is in exile with us. Kilu kacha michinam, for my people has been carried off for nothing. Moshlav yehililu nu'um Hashem, their rulers glorify themselves. According to many explanations, they glorify themselves with the very fact that you are in exile. They think that they have triumphed over the people of Hashem. According to others, they glorify themselves in being chosen by God to punish and exile his people as he foretold. Rav Hirsch says that it's really a combination of both. In their hearts, they are haughty enough to think that they have vanquished Hashem's people. On the outside, they claim that they are only doing God's will. How many nations in history seem to fit this very description? And the verse continues, V'samid kol hayom shmi menoatz. And in exile, constantly, unceasingly, my name is blasphemed. Either by those who are saying that God is incapable of protecting his people, or by those that claim a false connection to him. And because the purpose of the world is not being fulfilled in exile, Lachain yeida ami shmi. Therefore, my people shall learn my name. Lachain bayomahu ki anihu hamedaver hineni. Therefore, on that day, they will learn that I am him who said, and I am here. They will realize that all of the prophecies that I said all those years were from me. This element, the recognition of Hashem and that he was there all along, is an essential element of redemption. And so begins the description of that time in verse 7. Mana avu al haharim ragle mevaser mashmia shalom. How pleasant on the mountain are the footsteps of the herald announcing peace. Mevaser tov mashmia Yeshua, heralding good fortune, making salvation heard. Omer leTzion malach elokayich, telling Tzion, your God has ruled. Either in physical reality or in metaphor, God and his redemption will be announced from the top of mountains. And in verse 8, Ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem Tzion. Eye to an eye they will see when Hashem returns to Tzion. The commentaries explain that the first eye is that of prophecy that saw Hashem return thousands of years before. The second eye is in reference to the physical eyes of those who will be there when the redemption comes. They will see then with clarity that the prophets had so many years before that Hashem will redeem his people. And with the open miracles, all parts of the land of Israel will rise and join in praising Hashem's return. And then the prophet turns to the Jewish people and instructs them, Suru suru, tsu'u misham, depart, depart, get out of there, tameh, it is unclean, al tiga'u, don't touch it, tsu'u mitocha, get out of it, hibaru, cleanse yourselves. Nosei klei Hashem, those who carry the vessels of Hashem. The prophet tells us that as soon as we have the chance, we must leave as fast as we can, because the places in which we are now have false values that we need to divest ourselves of as soon as possible. Why? Because of the way that the verse ends. We are those who carry the vessels of Hashem. We bear his values. We are supposed to embody the ideas and values of Torah. We have spent too long in exile absorbing the values that are not our own. They are not true. And as soon as we can, we need to leave those places to cease their influence. And do not doubt that just because you have been under that influence for so long that it cannot happen. As we see in verse 13, Hine yaskil avdi yarum v'nisa v'gava me'od. Behold, my servant shall prosper, be exalted and raised to great heights. While other religions have used this verse to substantiate their religious beliefs, obviously this is not the intent of the Navi. Most commentaries explain that my servant refers to the entire nation of Israel, that is often referred to in the singular as Hashem's servant. We will prosper and be exalted and raised to great heights. Ka'asher shamamu alecha rabim. Just as many were appalled at you because of your physical degradation, the nations of the world were shocked when they saw the depths to which the Jewish people sank when they were in exile, small in number, with no sovereignty in their own land. But to the same extent as they were shocked by our misfortune, Kein yazeh goyim rabim alav, so too nations will exclaim over you, in the positive sense, Yikpitzu malachem pihem, kings will close their mouths. They will stop ridiculing the Jewish people as they did in the past. Ki asher lo supar lahem ra'u, because they will see what was not told to them. V'asher lo shamu hisponanu, and they will understand what they have not heard. The astonishment of the past will be matched by their astonishment now, that these downtrodden people have achieved such greatness. This theme of the change from lowliness to great heights will continue in the next chapter. Thank you for learning together Li'ilui Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.